there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas. Viva.
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with a Dish. This is John Katzlamitas. I write the Cats Report in the Las Vegas Sun, Las Vegas Weekly, LasVegasSun.com, LasVegasWeekly.com, and stories in assorted Greenspun Media Group publications. With me now is Tricia McCrone. Trish, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Katz.
Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you. That was you. You have so much going on.
Sure seems like it, doesn't it?
You do. You always are a busy little bee, you are.
I wish I were triplets.
I wish, well, yeah. No, I couldn't handle three of you.
Well, you'd only have to handle one of me then, because one of my triplets would be assigned to you.
Okay, good.
Exclusively.
there's some aspects of Cats that I would gladly throw to other people.
No, it wouldn't be three parts of the whole. It would be just three versions of me.
Okay.
It'd be right. Me, but just okay. There would be other two more me. Or maybe I should think about that.
Like, you know, like what was that movie with Multiplicity or whatever? It was like one was like the guy that was like very amorous, and the other guy mm-hmm. was like the guy that was like a kid. Like it was like all different.
I'll
parts
assign
of his personality.
That one to you, yeah. The amorous one. There was also the Superman episode, the old Superman, where Superman was divided into two individuals.
You'll never all be equal.
You can't really be equal. No.
No, it's not going to happen. Okay, but speaking of being equal,
it's
no, this has nothing to do. So it's a terrible segue. But our last week's guest, James and James from Chippendales,
yes.
They survived another week of The Amazing Race.
I saw about 20 minutes of this show Sunday night.
I love
that. And if
them.
These guys don't win it, I'm going to have an inquiry.
I know. Yeah.
Jeez.
It is very, very funny.
They're by
seeing,
far
yeah.
the most capable, qualified, and the cleanest.
Yes,
of
and the most attractive. Yeah, I'm saying it right here.
Yeah. That's really going on a limb for you there.
Exactly.
After you professed your crushhood to them.
I know, just on James Vaughn. Although I do think that the other James is very, very attractive. But James Vaughn is my friend, and I have a huge crush on him, and he knows it. But that's okay. That's what happens. He, mm-hmm. You know, it happens.
It is okay.
But anyhow, and we did see the show. A group of us girls went to go see the show Friday night, and it was I'd never seen James in the show, so it was very, very good.
Oh,
to see him
you
in
hadn't
the show.
Seen that's
no.
right. Okay, good.
So, fun? And the guy with the long hair, Jace, there are a lot of Jays in Chippendales, he chopped off all his hair.
Oh, the guy, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
oh,
he chopped off all his hair. Joke. It looks cute. Yeah, it looks good.
They should have tied that into, literally tied that into a charity of some sorts, because that's
know.
A very,
yeah, it was
a
good.
Signature look in that show is his hair.
Yeah, and then Saturday night, you and I.
We did.
We basically sat and waited for the Material Girl for over 2.5 hours.
45 minutes of DJ.
Yeah, which, by the way, I'm sorry. What
Martin
is the
Soldier.
Point of having a DJ open your show? Your opening act as a DJ. If I wanted to go to a club and listen to poof, 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 I would go to a club and listen mm-hmm. to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that actually
like,
right there was one of his songs.
Exactly.
I don't think we have licensing rights to do that. I feel the same way you do about this dish. I go in there and there's a giant board where it's a light board, and he's got a couple of turntables, and he's got a headset on, and it's an LED screen in front of the board that has his name in various patterns, and he's basically sampling other people's work, and he's bouncing and fist bumping. That is the show for 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was like a bad Jersey Shore episode or something.
Yeah,
like, I mean, it was like without Snooki. I mean, it was. I mean, I was like, what is the point of this? And I know I'm not old. I mean, yes, I'm old, but I'm not that old that I still cannot get into shows and I cannot.
Right.
I mean, we've shown that time and time again that we are up there singing along.
Yeah.
But when you're there at 8 o'clock, this guy goes on at about 8:30.
Yes.
Goes to about 9:15, and then we sit
an hour, and more than an hour and 15 minutes,
yeah.
Hour 20 minutes, roughly.
Yeah. The bottom
longer.
Line is, I did not know if she's going to have an opening act. They mm-hmm. and they did not say, because I actually tried to call ahead and they did not announce that there was an opening act.
Right.
But
okay.
She came on between 10:30 and 11 o'clock for an 8 o'clock mm-hmm. show.
Yeah, 8 ticket time. And we had done some work on this at our place, so I kind of knew what to expect, because I had heard at the DC show that she came out at 10:30, and also Martin Solvig had been reviewed as her opener, so I kind of expected that. But after the wait, and everybody was getting tired, and as far as the club DJ effect, everybody in the audience is of you know, they're Madonna fans, so they're not kids who
yeah.
usually, you know, younger people, 21 yeah. and in that range, to go to clubs. to a Madonna show, they're all ages, and a lot of people were like, what is the point?
It was funny to see the people jumping up and dancing, and then by the time she came on, everyone was just in their seats. Everyone was exhausted. They're like, oh.
I know. I agree with you. I thought that she physically put on a great show. The staging and everything was fantastic. And
she
all
looked
that,
amazing.
Once it got going,
but
I really
hello,
did enjoy
no
it.
No old songs. That's all I want. She did like three old songs. There was no Holiday. There was no music. There was no... I can go on. Oh, gosh. A thousand other things
that Bonita.
I can go on. Yeah, La Isla. There you go. Who's that girl?
La Isla Bonita. ¿Dónde está?
Dress you La Isla up. Bonita. Lucky Star. None of it. I have seen Madonna six times. I have to say, she looks amazing. The staging was amazing. The choreography was amazing. But as a true Madonna fan, I did not want to hear all MDNA.
Six, count them, six contortionists dancing and flexing to your delight in that show. So let's talk about our guest coming up.
Talk about flexing and delight.
Talking about that. I don't know. But I'll be doing that later. Flexing and delight.
I was thinking of Misha Tenpack.
Misha. Who's not on the show. But hi, Misha Tenpack. You must be stopped. We're going to be joined by Melody Sweets, who plays Green Fairy in Absinthe, one of our favorite shows. But first, Josh Bell with movies. Stick around. I know we will.
Hi, guys. This is Angel Perino, and you're listening to Cats with the Dish.
Call a little run-in last night, huh?
Dr. Cross, you're taking this personally.
Yeah, about as personal as you took running out of that building with your tail tucked between your legs.
That job I can finish on another day.
But failure has to be difficult for a guy like you.
That's Tyler Perry as police detective and psychologist Alex Cross, and Matthew Fox as his nameless psychopathic nemesis in Alex Cross, the new thriller based on James Patterson's popular series of novels. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. The relentless ugliness of the story in Alex Cross isn't thrilling or involving, and its vague undercurrent of misogyny makes it even more off-putting. Perry's performance as Cross is bland and perfunctory with some unconvincing emoting. But Fox's work is a whole other level of bad, a mix of over-the-top evil and twitchy nerves that makes his character far more laughable than menacing. The plot is less convincing as the movie goes along, the visual style is distractingly chaotic, and the stilted dialogue is just as bad as everything else about this disastrous, unpleasant movie. I give Alex Cross 1 star out of 5. Also opening this week is Paranormal Activity 4, the fourth movie in the found footage horror series.
I don't know what it is, but I've just been hearing a lot of noises.
And like, all this weird stuff has been happening since the new neighbors moved in.
Lights go off all the time, buddy.
Unfortunately, Paranormal 4 was not screened in advance for critics, but if the previous sequels are any indication, the filmmakers of this series are increasingly running out of ideas for what was initially just a one-trick pony. This is probably something to wait for on DVD. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and online at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Sitting with us now is the artiste who wrote and sang the song you just heard. The song is called Up All Night. The CD, which is making its world premiere on Cats with
world
the Dish,
premiere!
Is called Burlesque in Black. She is a featured performer in one of our favorite shows, that's the truth, Absinthe, at Caesar's Palace. She plays the Green Fairy in the show, and she's with us now. Welcome to the show, Melody Sweets!
All right, hi.
Melody Sweets, it sounds cool. You are cool.
We are so honored that you've decided to bring your CD, your first CD, here first.
Well,
this is such an honor.
Is this your first? Is it really your first CD?
Yes. Well, I had a band before, but this is my first solo CD.
It's the first.
It's the one that matters.
There's a song on this CD called Gold Digga.
Yeah, baby.
D-I-G-G-A. It's kind of got an urban feel.
Is that urban? Did you write that song, or does it have?
Yes.
Oh, you did.
Yes.
I wrote
every song. I covered only one song called "Taboo," and it's an old song that Peggy Lee sang.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Back in the day.
Is that so wrong?
I didn't realize you wrote "Slice of Heaven."
I did.
Wow.
I do.
You sing that in absinthe, and it's a really cool point in the show when you sing that.
All right, I love that moment.
Yeah. When I've written about the show a lot. And one of the bigger stories, the entry point of the story was that moment in the show, because everybody's nodding their heads.
Everybody gets snapping.
Yeah, you kind of get
it.
Feels
really good to sing that song.
A good little vibe.
Coming from the heavens.
Now you're gonna be singing another original song in the show, right? Or are you gonna be introducing something from the CD into Absinthe?
Well, all three of the songs that I sing now are on this CD in Absinthe, and I am going to be introducing a new act. Probably in the new year, and I'm going to be singing Up All Night, the song that we just listened to.
Okay.
And so I'm very excited about that. Brand new, huge prop and costume.
In Absinthe, a new act, a new piece of the show.
Yes.
That is, are you still in Green Fairy?
Yes.
Is it in addition to or replacing?
It's going to replace Voodoo.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
I have mixed feelings about that. I like Voodoo.
I like Voodoo too. We'll mix it up because she wrote it. Well, I wrote Voodoo too.
Yeah, she wrote Voodoo.
Oh, Taboo is the one you didn't write, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. All right, we love them all. Sing them all. Add another song. Sing them all.
So you are, let's see, you've just signed a new contract to be in Absinthe.
Yes, I did.
The last cast member to sign a contract.
Yes, I was.
Yes, is it? That
What's
is
the
true.
Deal?
I heard that rumor.
It is true.
What was the holdout?
Well, I had offers from another venue, and it didn't work out.
Paul Lerner.
But that's okay, because I'm really happy where I am. Absinthe is amazing, and it's my home, and I love it. So I'm glad to stay for another year at least, if not longer. Don't know.
Are you going to be working on another? I know you just released this one, but down the line, another CD of original material?
Yes.
While you're in Absinthe?
Yes. I've already started. So there's a couple of songs in my pocket, and I just have to get over to the studio and finish the rest.
And that should be recorded in Las Vegas?
I don't know. I think I really liked the studio that I used in New York. Mm-hmm. I used Stratosphere Studios.
So you're a New York girl, though, right?
Yes, New York girl. I miss it.
So now how did
Hence the attitude.
Watch it.
Hey.
I am watching it.
So now a lot of people from... Were you in the Absinthe show in New York?
I was. I was only in the Absinthe show in New York for the last part of it. And then I traveled with them to Australia. And we did about a month in Australia for the Australian Open. And it was amazing. I loved Australia.
It's great,
I'd love to go back.
It?
Yeah, we were in Melbourne and... It's pretty fabulous.
Yeah, it's beautiful there. It is beautiful. So now, when they said Vegas, you originally just thought it was going to be a limited run, right?
Yeah, we only thought we were going to be here for 6 months, and I honestly didn't think we would last that long because of the vulgarity of the show. And
yeah, it's definitely not for kids.
Definitely not for kids. But we're still here, and it's a year and a half later, and we just signed on for another year. Some of us signed on for 2 years. And
So you're a two-year person.
I am not.
By
I
saying
on
us?
For a
no.
year.
Oh, for 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
For those who
it one
seen,
year at a time.
For those who haven't, wise. For those who haven't seen the show, what you do is essentially three burlesque pieces interspersed in the show of your own creation. Did they let you produce those yourself and choreograph them, or how does that
work? We co-created them, I think, is the best way to describe it. Yeah. I came in with my songs and my ideas and a lot of the choreography, and I worked with the choreographer of the show, Lucas Newland. Mm-hmm. He's amazing. And, you know, we just put it all together, and he also is the one who helped us make sure that each act goes into each other seamlessly. Mm-hmm. And so it was pretty fun.
Uh-huh.
So now, were you this, because you're obviously a very sexy burlesque performer, and your voice is very, you know,
that
sexy burlesque voice. And so, but is this something that you were doing for years in New York before Absinthe came along, or?
I was, yeah. I started doing burlesque just as a kind of like a joke. I mean, my friend was doing a burlesque show, and I did. I was like, okay, I'll do it, but I want to sing. You know, my band, my old band, Goodfinger, we went into the studio, so we stopped playing live shows.
What kind of band was it?
It's it was a bit rock and roll, a bit Blondie-esque, Someone described it as music you can listen to on an intercontinental flight with coke snorting supermodels with martini shakers in their briefcases.
Wow.
That could be any music though, right?
Yeah, I know. I love it.
Or no music.
Or as Ken says, Wednesday.
Or as Charlie Sheen says, any flight.
Oh! Watch it. So my band went into the studio. We stopped playing live, and I wanted to continue to perform on stage because I love it. And I told them as long as I can sing a song, and I wrote Slice of Heaven was my first song to take my clothes off to. And
written specifically with that in mind, right?
Yes.
For you to strip to it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they just kept asking me back, so I just kept writing more songs. And now it's taken me around the world, and here I am.
I can see why
it's
they
really
keep
amazing.
Asking you back. Yeah. After Slice of Heaven, I'd be asking you back, too. Now, Melody, I know about this other deal you had, and we don't need to get into a great deal of detail, this other offer that you were entertaining. It's pretty enticing. And at the crux of it was the opportunity for you to create the brand of Melody Sweets outside of Absinthe. You're known as the Green Fairy. You're the Green Fairy in Absinthe.
Yes.
But you're don't not you Melody think Sweet. That, I guess the locals associate you that you are Melody Sweets. Mm-hmm. We don't think that you're the Green Fairy. We think that you are.
Right.
That's good. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't, until you said it today, I'm always
people
like.
People forget it's
yeah,
a
like,
Green
I'm
Fairy.
Yeah, like, I'm like mm-hmm. Melody Sweets. And I'm like, now, does she go by a different name? Because I always just have known you as Melody. And so Katz is like, no, she's the Green Fairy. And I'm like, oh, really? I thought, I didn't know there was another name for you in the show. I just thought it was you.
There's
you
the character name Green Fairy, and then there's the Melody Sweets name. And there's another name. You're not Melody, really, Nate.
I don't have one.
So let's talk about this identity thing anyway. The image and Dish is right. You're identified very strongly with the name Melody Sweets.
Oh, yes.
And Absinthe. Melody Sweets, Absinthe. How do you take that if you're a performer in Absinthe? This other opportunity was a chance for you to be outside that context and be really alone as a star without you know, the gazillionaire and Penny and Angel Perino in an ensemble, more of an ensemble role. And
Misha. And
I just thought of Misha Tenpack somehow, as if by magic.
Because we have.
Who must be stopped. If you see this man, please hand him a hamburger.
Oh my
anyway,
God.
But you know
we
what I'm saying.
We love Misha at Cats of the Dish.
This is like the longest question ever. But you know what I'm saying. And we'll eventually sometime. At some other point, have a chance to be Melody Sweets, Melody Sweets recording artist, not in a show where you're following the bubble girl and before people on a high wire.
I think he's trying to say is, why didn't you take the deal to go
I'm not
on
asking.
Your own?
I am not. If I asked that question, I would have asked that question. It's this way. It's Kristen Wiig leaving Saturday Night Live.
I have no idea.
It's like anybody leaving Saturday Night Live. What you know, you're in the context of an ensemble, and pretty soon you want to go out and be on your own.
Yes, and of course I would want to do that.
How does that happen for you, or will that happen for you?
It will happen for me. It's definitely a plan to happen. But I to answer your very long question.
When does Melody Sweets go out on her own, or how long are you going to be in the Absinthe bubble?
Well, for a year.
I don't know. I'm definitely here for a year, and but you know, starting this year, I will be doing shows internationally, nationally. So I'm going to start traveling to promote this album.
So I was going to say, how are you going to promote the CD? Did you make some sort of an arrangement with Absinthe that you could kind of go in and out, so you could promote the new CD?
Yes. So, you know, like right now, I have tentative dates for the CD release shows, one in New York at the Box on December 4th, and one here in Vegas at the Absinthe Tent on December 15th.
They're
not fully 100% confirmed, so I have to put that disclosure out. But
the one in
disclaimer.
Here is not fully
they're both
booked in.
They're both confirmed, but they're not really confirmed.
Okay. Yes. In other words, look out for those dates, but they
look
may
for
change.
Those dates. It'll be right on my website.
They're confirmed, but she's not authorized to announce them.
Right. Exactly.
So now, if you're out, if you are off promoting the album or the CD, if you are off promoting that, is there like Harmony Sour or somebody that comes in to like take your place in Absinthe?
They are,
what the hell are you
probably
talking about?
Looking for an understudy right now. Hopefully she won't throw marbles under my feet and try and take
I
my
know,
job.
I know, I was going to say showgirls. That happens.
There's a line in here about understudy and Melody Sweets that I'm not going to
watch it.
I've understudied
We're
her.
We're family Whoa. Show, Cats.
I'll overstudy
Cats'
her.
Fantasies oh coming to life here. Thank God I'm here.
You had your shot last week with these the Chippendales guys.
Oh,
I get my Melody Sweets time. Yeah. She all drooled right. all over our guests last week. Oh, my God. It was embarrassing.
The microphone got all wet. Couldn't
exactly.
hear.
Was that so wrong? It's the name of the song.
It is.
So are they going to sell these CDs as I hold them up to the microphone for you in the listening audience? are they going to sell them at the outside the Absinthe show? Have you made an
yes,
arrangement
Yes, we
for
are going to sell them in the Absinthe
the merch,
show.
Is there a merch? Yes. What is it? Merch tent?
Merch,
it can't be. Little
the
tent?
Merchandise
area.
In the tent.
In the tent. Well, that's a good deal.
Yes, in the Spiegel tent.
And iTunes?
And iTunes uh-huh. and a couple of other places. All online retailers.
Yay.
Whoever will give me money for them, I will sell them there.
All right. That's what I say. Retailer. I married her.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, we both jumped on each other. We are
That
off.
Has never happened.
I know. Never in our 150 years of doing this show. So now, Absinthe seems like you guys are a very close-knit family.
We are.
I don't think that. It seems like they don't like each
no,
other.
No, it seems like you guys do hang out socially.
I'll tell you, those contortionist guys don't like each other.
I know.
Those two guys...
That's because Misha knows
well.
He's better, so he just
the one
tries
guy,
to...
Misha's carrying the team. Literally.
Yeah, he is. He knows it. I mean, that's what he told me earlier today, that, you know, the other guy's a hack. But
the other guy's a hack.
What is he, like, Tupac compared to you?
Oh, my.
Tupac.
Goodness.
So,
he's a hologram.
Oh, my gosh. So now you guys are such a close-knit family that, you know, when you guys were there, and then you guys took a little break while it was because of the tent. They had to rezone the tent.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. at one time, the original Bubble Girl was a lovely girl that was there. I don't recall her name.
For the first 6 months.
For the first few months. And then
her name
Angel,
was Edie Atlas Muse.
And then she was gone and Angel came in.
Yes.
But then Angel would leave sometimes to go and do Peep Show. And then mm-hmm. you had the skaters, the Erratas.
Mm-hmm. The skating Erratas.
You know,
skating
then Erratas. Went off and then started working for David Sachs in the V Show. So, I mean, when that kind of a thing happens, is there kind of a, are you happy for the people? Do you kind of feel like, oh, they're traitors that they left us? I mean, how do you?
No, I don't feel that way. I mean, you know, they have their reasons for leaving. And
yeah, you can't feel that way. You almost did it.
Shut up.
Last but contract anyway. Signed, girl here.
Ooh, I say that you were just holding out for the money that you deserved. That's what
I'm
going
not saying
with
it's
Melody.
Wrong, but you have to have a business
she
point
was
of view.
Waiting
I'm agreeing
for
with her. I'm agreeing with her.
I should be your agent, Melody. I'm
agreeing with you because you can't. I'm not to be Kurt or his brother Steve. The attitude has to be that you can't hold it against somebody to leave the show. And,
no,
you know,
of
because
course
everybody
not.
Is valuable in this show. I mean, everybody's going to have, as we learned with the Erratas, there's going to be opportunity out there for other people to do other things. And you have to be ready for that.
Are you guys still friends with the Erratas?
Yeah, most of us are.
Yeah, because you don't see each other.
They're sweet. They're really, you know, an amazing couple, and what they do is amazing.
We had them in here. You know, they're only 3 feet tall.
Yes,
they are
very small.
They don't look that small with their skates on.
They pose for trophies. They're so
they are tiny. No, wait. Do you guys have new skaters?
The Krikorians were in.
The Krikorians.
They're out though now, right? Didn't they bring someone else in after the Krikorians?
They are.
There's new.
Getting in trouble right now. I don't know.
No, I know they left.
No, I havenven't seen the show since last time I went. There were no Erratas. There were no tightrope.
Yeah, it was right at the end of the last round.
Oh
wasn't
yes,
it?
At
yeah.
the very end.
At the very
we had
end.
A couple
like
of
yeah, like the tightrope guys were gone. So
oh no, it was
like
the opening.
Show.
It was after the opening of the new temp when the esteemed gentleman for the High Wire had their pole go loose.
Yes.
In the, which is unfortunate.
Oh my God, is that a euphemism? All of a sudden,
and
the show
soon,
really got naughty.
They shut down the show because yet again, and it was an
pole
Aaron
problems.
An Aaron pole thing that didn't involve me in the show. That's what was crazy
hashtag
about
pole
it.
Pole problems.
But no, what happened was the esteemed gentlemen of the High Wire were doing their thing and they lost the pole and it hit a guy during media night.
Yes, that was insane.
Yeah. Well, when I went,
it was very dangerous.
A lot of acts that were not there, but Misha was there, so my heart was happy.
Speaking
but
of.
Other than that,
and he was flashing you his 10-pack.
Yes, his 10-pack. The 2-pack, not so interesting. The other guy,
I make
Misha
him walk
amazing.
Around and flash his 10-pack to everybody.
There you go. Hey,
he needs to be stopped.
I need one of those to like follow me around
to wash your laundry on.
Exactly. Well, I've seen your costumes. You don't wear a lot. So.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't take long, would it?
So now, were you nervous the first time? Because, I mean, you do a very sexy striptease.
Yes,
were
she
you
does.
Nervous the first...
Continue.
Wow, down, boy.
I'll be taking a 5-minute break.
Oh, my God.
So, no, I mean, we're the first time that you, you know... stripped, I guess is the best way to say it. Were you self-conscious? Were you nervous? Like, how did you work up to it?
The very first time?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just got really drunk and it was fun. I was singing. I didn't even, you know, I thought everyone's listening to my voice and looking at my eyes right now. Of course.
Exactly.
You really said that to yourself?
No, not at all. I don't care.
Cats is like, you have eyes?
I'm definitely
She's
not
singing?
Afraid of the human body and don't
think
that
anyone
else.
There's noises coming out of her mouth? What's
oh
this all about? It's said about the show that it's interchangeable parts. You know, that's one of the strengths of a show like this. And Empire is the same way, the other Spiegel World
yes.
show. Is that, do you feel that way? That you can bring in other acts and kind of mix and match in these Spiegel World productions? Because that's one of the arguments that is made when we have an act out in absinthe or somebody leaves the show or whatever, is that you can, you know, adjust and bring in somebody else. You're in the cast. Does it upset the balance of the show if you try to do that?
No, I mean, you know, the acrobats who have one act in the show, if they're out, you know, we just skip over them. but you know,
they were supposed to skip over each other. Isn't that the
Misha
point of
just
being...
got two more packs.
not to say the only reason why we skip over them is because, you know, there's usually not a good enough act to replace mm-hmm. them.
Oh,
see?
I agree.
Okay,
that.
I saved
but
that.
Now, I would have to say with you, Gazillionaire and Penny, that
we don't
you
miss
guys
shows.
Yeah, you can't, because it's not like you can just, okay, we'll just, you know, maybe stretch a little bit and to miss an act or maybe replace an act or something, because they are specialty acts. You guys interweave, and what you do is so specific that you really can't
yeah.
do that. So have you never missed a show?
I missed one show, and I hate that I missed one show. I had perfect attendance.
I know
now,
why
Penny
this
Pivots,
is.
Penny Pivots is beating me with a perfect attendance.
You had
attendance.
A procedure.
Shh. Yes, I did.
Okay, so now...
It wasn't a serious thing. It was
a
very
procedure.
Minor thing.
That sounds so elusive.
It's a minor thing.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So now, But now, so
that
now that... Will you
creepy.
Have a say in who your understudy is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna recommend Harmony
yourself.
Sour. And by the way, that's my new nickname.
Harmony Sour.
Harmony is so
I
nice
like
to
that.
Meet you, Miss Sours.
Let's make a CD out of that.
I love it. I love it.
The benefit of that is when you have to move acts around, is the humor in the show, the staged interplay between especially Gaz and Penny can
oh,
be extended.
They're so funny.
Yeah, it can be adjusted
accordingly. They can go on forever.
Yeah, they can do
Penny
Pivots.
Can and will go on forever if she is not stopped.
You know,
she's brilliant, though.
She's
really,
a mad
genius, comedian.
Really
genius.
Sharp. You know,
ridiculous.
She's one person, every time I talk to her, and even whether I'm interviewing her or not, I really have to make sure that I'm on my game a little bit, because she
yes.
will. She will.
Yes.
She's done this, you know. She's
yeah,
just
she'll
gone.
Get you.
Yeah, she was. She's
a good.
She's drilled me.
She's amazing.
A few times.
She's
yeah,
a
I always have to make sure.
One.
Yeah, I have to make sure I'm ready for her. And, she's brilliant. It's a
yes. Try sharing a dressing room with her.
God.
You must always be on your toes.
Exactly.
Oh, well, we got to wrap her up. We got to close out the show. Didn't that go fast?
It did. Because we had the debut CD world
that's
premiere.
Let's plug away here. The CD is called Burlesque in Black.
Not
the artist.
Burlesque. Burlesque.
The CD is called Burlesque in Black. Black. Burlesque in Black. The artiste is Melody Sweet. She plays the Green Fairy in Absinthe, one of our favorite shows, one of the great things that's happening here. Thanks. Melody Sweets, we'll do it again.
Thank you.